Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything. Toll free, 800-259-9231 is the number for you. 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Of course, you can join us on our website as well at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free.
Sound money is under attack. The Liberty Dollar offices were raided by the FBI and Secret Service on November the 14th, 2007. All of its precious metals, computers, and records were seized. Your help is urgently needed. Go to libertydollar.org, sign up for their updates, and register for the lawsuit. You can also get one of the limited edition arrest dollars. Don't let the American government steal your money and destroy the Liberty Dollar. That's libertydollar.org.
By the way, I want to welcome our viewers tonight, which is very unusual because this is a radio show 6 nights a week. Mark and I are the normal co-hosts, and we do it from Monday through Saturday, 7 to 10 o'clock at night. So you're joining us on, if you're listening in, or rather viewing in Manchester, on NCAM TV 23 for this final hour of the program, bringing it to you right here from NCAM TV 23 studios. And, in fact, Joe Briggs is joining us. Let's get right up on that microphone.
Yeah, this is different than the mics they have in the studio.
Wide open
like
the ones you're used to.
It's like an ice cream cone.
There you go.
So we're going to get you all adjusted
here. Thanks for having me here today, guys. It's very exciting.
Just so you know, Joe, you're not on here because we're being nice to you or reciprocal or anything like that. I was pretty impressed with the way you run your show here.
Thank you.
What is it, Policy Watch?
Policy Watch, right.
I'm very impressed with the way you run your show, so I invited you on for that reason.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, we've had a lot of good luck here, of course, being primary in New Hampshire. We've had an awful lot of luck being able to attract some candidates, mm-hmm. some people in here. And my show, Policy Watch, just focuses mostly on international and major national policy. We focus on energy, healthcare, immigration, education, the three I's, Israel, mm-hmm. Iraq, Iran.
If someone's interested in seeing it, because we have a national and international even audience,
right.
Is it possible to get it online? A YouTube?
Absolutely.
Or
both. Right. If you go to policywatch.us, it just basically bumps you right here to NCAM 23, where everything, all the shows, are available streaming. Both the video,
fantastic.
The video, the MP3s are stripped out of every interview and available separately.
Nice.
There's AVIs for downloading and burning on CDs, so you can play on a lot of DVD players or a lot of the new Apple handheld things. And then also another thing is it takes it and rips it out into about 500 to 1,000 JPEG images because a lot of people, especially politicians and so forth, like to sort through there, find the images, and use them for press releases and
right.
a variety of other things. So it really really does a trick multimedia-wise, and it makes it all available.
Very good. We love multimedia here, and it's cool that we're doing a sort of a simulcast. It's certainly not the prettiest thing to look at on television, our sort of makeshift remote
studio. Speak for yourself there, Mr. Facial Hair.
I said it's not the prettiest thing to look at, meaning all the mess of the wires
right.
and that sort of thing. But our phone lines are open for you at 800-259-9231. Presumably, you'll want to comment on the election here if you're calling in, but you can bring up anything, and that is the point of Free Talk Live. Anything goes on the phones at pretty much any time.
Have you guys been following the numbers here?
We have.
Oh yeah, I'm right on the trail of these numbers here.
I'm utterly amazed that Giuliani. Well, I'm amazed that Giuliani is ahead of Ron Paul and is ahead of Ron Paul so far, at least in Manchester, as mm-hmm. definitively as he is. Because last time I looked, he would have about 150 votes over. Ron Paul.
You consider 150 points with 26% of the precincts reporting to be definitive?
It's significant. My guess is that trend is going to complete right through. Manchester. I'm talking Manchester.
I don't know what the Manchester numbers are. You're probably looking at another site than I am. I've got WMUR.com. And what it's saying is 26% of the precincts reporting, that's 78 out of 301. Ron Paul has 3,791 votes, so almost 3,800, and Rudy Giuliani has almost 4,100 votes. So, the lead's a little bigger than what you'd said. They both are listed at 9%, but
right.
And I think you're right. I think that it will be very close to 8, 9, 10% is what
yeah.
Ron Paul's going to end up. And
hopefully he'll finish in the double digits.
I'd sure like him to beat Giuliani right. by, even if it's by one vote, because, that's what the media is going to talk about, is they're going to cut him right out of the picture if Giuliani comes one vote ahead of Ron Paul.
Yeah, well, earlier one of the callers called in and saying his dream team ultimately would be a McCain president with a Rudy Giuliani attorney general, and I'm just, oh, my God. Can you imagine the corruption?
Speaking of phone calls, we should go to them and talk to Matthew in Denver. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to tell you guys that there was a great documentary about vote hacking. I think it's called Black Box Voting.
Black Box Voting?
Yeah, Black Box Voting. And I think they also have a website, blackboxvoting.com. But essentially, the idea is that they had some security experts, them and the governor of Arizona, I guess, go look at the, basically try and hack into the voting machine, and they were able to do it.
So, yeah, I've seen some of the experts testifying in front of a courtroom about that. I don't know if that was that same video or maybe it was an excerpt from it or something. But, I mean, it's pretty much confirmed at this point that the electronic voting is very easily hackable. However, we don't have electronic voting here in New Hampshire. Well, you still have to color it in with a little marker to fill in your choices, though they are counted by machine.
A lot of those machines are actually made by Diebold. And they still have
the counting, the vote counting machines?
Yeah.
Now, a tremendous amount of them in Ohio getting recalled, right?
Right, and all over.
Optical scanners.
California, the same thing's happening.
Yeah, there's two different kinds of interfaces. There's the interface that has the screen, and you press the screen and select your candidate and stuff like that. And then there's also...
Right, the same way that you do at the supermarket, right?
Yeah, because but then also because they have absentee ballots, they have to do those with the same paper and pencil or pen, you know, the optical scanner. So it's the same internals. And, in fact, there's a little card that has, like, a hard drive-like thing. And they and there's a piece of software called the firmware, which is updatable on the card. And so they hacked the firmware. And so basically it flipped the votes. And that's, of course, the most simplest way to play with the numbers.
So basically you're saying that the same company that made the electronic voting machines is the same company that is, or the computer voting machines, this is the same company that's making the machines that are counting the paper ballots, in possibly here in New Hampshire or where you live.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
I know we use Diebold here in Colorado, or at least where I vote. I don't know about New Hampshire, but I do know that Diebold does make an optical scanner that would read a paper ballot. So, at least with a paper ballot,
although I don't consider it good, these optical scanners to be good news, at least with a paper ballot that's scanned by an optical scanner, I can come back and say, look, I don't believe this was a good election. I contest it, and let's count the votes again.
Yeah, you can still count them by hand. That's true. But I don't think Ron Paul's going to be doing that tonight.
No.
I don't think there's any point in it.
Well, the thing I like most about optical scanners, you know, other than just the reliabilities we're talking here, is just the practicality. You know, if you're a municipality, you've got a very limited budget, you need one counter and a whole bunch of forms and some desk space. Mm-hmm. And that's about it.
Yeah.
You know, we never have lines here in Manchester, you know, where we have those. It's
right.
Easy thing to vote. You're in, you're out. And, you know, 10 people queued up behind the optical scanner, it's 10 seconds,
yep.
Right? There's nothing there. People with those computers, that's the problem. There's so many computers, it takes a while to do each one. They're confusing, and it's really frustrating as a voter, despite the fact that it's rigged.
Well, we used to live in Florida before moving here to New Hampshire, and there was definitely a problem down there. I mean, as simple and as basic as it was, you know, punch here, click here with your finger and all that, the old folks, and they can't program a VCR. They couldn't really hardly figure out how to.
Well, they've done away with the Diebold machine.
They have. So, I was just talking about what it was like, though.
Yeah.
I mean, once they'd finally been instructed on how to vote, then they had to wait for one of the voting attendants to come over. He had to insert a special card in, and it was just like this whole ordeal. And then, as you said, Joe, it's subject to hacking. And, hey, Matthew, thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate hearing from you. 1-800-259-9231. By the way, that's a different number from what the Manchester Cable Access subscribers are used to seeing. It is toll-free, and we've got multiple lines. So you can call in and queue up, and we'll get you on the air. It's not one call at a time like it normally is around here.
That's right. We're pretty limited resources. Well, the call-in is new here. And we're telling
you. Oh, cool.
The call-in is something we just started along with that radio project I was telling you about earlier.
Well, it came in handy earlier today.
Absolutely did, and so we hope to increase the number line soon.
More on the way here. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. We'll give you an election update in moments.
Imagine for a moment that everyone trusted you. you would sell more, love more, and accomplish more than you ever imagined. Scientists have discovered the human hormone oxytocin increases people's trust in each other. Now, with Liquid Trust, you can harness this power. Buy Liquid Trust now at 800-507-3718 or on the web at liquidtrustspray.com. Use code FTL to get free shipping.
Call 800-507-3718 or liquidtrustspray.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today. Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider. With same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra, rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's TWRADIOS.com. Or call us toll free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable.
Hi, Dr. Deagle here from the NutraMedical Report, 2 to 4 p.m. Monday to Friday here on Genesis. You may have heard how relaxing an ionic foot spa can be. The warm, soothing bubbles rushing around your feet. The joy of relaxation. Few people realize how much benefit the ionic cleansing can be to remove toxins from your body. Electrochi Premier Foot Spa helps in cleansing the body of harmful toxins and energizes your cells. Each treatment will electrically recharge you at the cellular level. Your cells become electrically balanced and the cells are oxygenated. Your body will begin to work better. Energy helps your body to purge heavy metals, toxins, and parasites. And with ElectroChi, your well-being, vitality, and energy and health will improve dramatically, and you'll feel rejuvenated and energized. This is sold at thousands less than your health professional's office. Activate your wellness with a relaxing, energizing detoxification with ElectroChi Energy Foot Spa. Balance your body's meridians of energy and your wellness today. 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. Bring up whatever you want, though. Of course, it is NH primary evening, or I guess not really evening, but it's the evening of the NH primary. And the voting is being tallied. Mark, you're going to give us an update here in a moment, but I think you need to do a lovely commercial for our listeners first. By the way, I want to welcome our new viewers in Manchester, maybe just tuning in on MCAM TV 23, joining us for the final hour of our program. I wish I could tell you that you could listen to the show on the radio in the area, but unfortunately we don't yet have an affiliate in Manchester. Maybe we'll talk more about how you might be able to help that happen a little bit later. But for now, you can listen live live online at freetalklive.com and grab our archives as well.
Now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents. Simply answer a few questions online, and your documents will be prepared within 48 hours. In most cases, LegalZoom.com use code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com.
1-800-259-9231. Again, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Lots of features there. You'll find that they're all for free, unlike many of those other radio talk show hosts that would like to charge you $5, $6, $7 a month in order to access their features. We've got all that and more, and it's all on the house. freetalklive.com. All right, Mark, I know you are itching to get back to some facts and figures about this election. The numbers continue to roll in. Last we looked, 23? Oh, now they're up to 30-something percent of the precincts reporting. What's the latest?
Well, in the Democratic race, they have not yet called a winner. Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama separated by 4%, somewhere in the neighborhood of 2,000, almost 3,000 votes separating Clinton and Obama. So apparently it's not statistically a win yet.
Now, wait, what were the poll numbers showing? Weren't the poll numbers showing dramatically Barack Obama taking away this election? What happened there? I mean, Joe Briggs is with us, and he does a show from Manchester Access, Manchester Public Access. So you may have your finger on the pulse of New Hampshire voters more than we do, even because we do a Policy Watch show.
Yeah, I think that the odds makers were not taking into account the number of professional women working professional women, lawyers, doctors, so forth, professional, highly educated women in New Hampshire, in Southern New Hampshire in particular, and all of those women were attracted greatly to Hillary Clinton. And I think it wasn't just because Hillary Clinton was a woman; it was because They genuinely appreciated her style, her substance, her experience, and her ideas.
Well, if you're in New Hampshire, in Manchester right now, I would love for you to call in and maybe tell us who you voted for and why at 1-800-259-9231.
I think my wife had a very interesting analysis, though, of her performance the other night at the debates. And my wife, not a great fan of Hillary Clinton, just because of, Hillary Clinton gets a little bit on the nerves of my wife. But there was one point at which Hillary Clinton was responding to some criticism from Barack Obama, and my wife's comment was, "Wow, she went into her mommy voice." Instant turnoff for my wife.
Wow.
As a mother of four kids. Yeah. I've heard enough of that.
I'm not a fan of any of these politicians. I despise politicians in general. I don't like politics. I'm only involved because these people want to control my life, and I have no interest in having that happen, so I'll do whatever it takes to put a stop to it. Ron Paul's really the only one of them that I actually care about or are interested in. But because we're here on Manchester Public Access, we have to give you actually some of these numbers and statistics. Normally, we wouldn't even talk about these people.
Well, that's a challenge because, in the 80s in particular, 70s and 80s, when you thought of Democrats, you traditionally thought of a little bit of arrogance of politicians who thought that, they know what's best for you. They'll do your thinking for you. They'll take care of you for you. And that was always, very scary. And actually, Hillary Clinton it was the first time I was reminded of that again,
a maternalistic sort of.
Well, yeah, just let us do your thinking for you. We'll take care of you.
Right, and now it's the Republicans that are doing that, too. Now they're all doing that.
What's the differentiator?
Well, you know what? I think what it is, and I don't know if you've ever encountered this, Joe, but
Republicans, their differentiators, they want to give their bureaucrats guns.
Well, what it is that they're not really, Republican and Democrat, liberal and conservative, they don't really mean anything to me. They mean different things to different people. Being a liberal doesn't necessarily have any sort of definition to it anymore. There's no real. You can ask one person, what is a liberal? And they'll give you a completely different answer from what another person might say.
Well, and there's no better example of that than this recent state children's health care insurance program. Because many Republicans, conservative Republicans, such as our own John E. Sununu, voted for that.
Mm.
Now, it all boiled down to how was it paid for. If it was paid for by an expanded Medicare, as, for example, Dennis Kucinich advocates, he wouldn't have voted for it. But the fact that John Sununu can put his finger on a $20 million a year CEO, hey, it must be a good plan.
And really what it comes down to is these people are all authoritarians. They're not Republicans and Democrats or liberals and conservatives so much as they are, as you said, people that think they know best how to run your life. And that's the hallmark of an authoritarian. Someone who says, I know, and you must follow me. That's what these people are. If you were to give them the world's smallest political quiz, have you ever had the opportunity to take that?
No, I haven't.
Highly recommended. You can do it at quiz.freetalklive.com, and it's all over the internet. It's brought to you by the Advocates for Self-Government. And the purpose of the quiz is to help people understand that there's more than just liberal and conservative. If you listen to the news shows, if you listen to, you know, the mass media, they'll tell you, well, so-and-so's on the far right, or the left, or in the center, right, a moderate, right? And they try to get you to think that everything's just on this one axis. You're either left, right, or somewhere in the middle of those two points. And the world's smallest political quiz does a brilliant job of helping people understand there's more to politics than that. There's not just left and right, but there's also some other areas, maybe up and down. Like, for instance, they have this diamond chart at the world's smallest political quiz. So there's four distinct quadrants that you can actually end up scoring in. You can be a liberal, you can be a conservative, you can be a libertarian, and you can be an authoritarian. And the basic idea, and you can also be a centrist as well, the basic idea is that liberals would support, and again, this is in theory, reality doesn't reflect this, and the politicians' beliefs don't reflect this, but liberals in theory should support personal freedoms while they support government involvement in your economic life, you know, where government can regulate your business and government can regulate how much money you get to keep, that sort of thing. While conservatives are the opposite. They supposedly support more economic freedom, while at the same time they want to control your personal life. They want to tell you, you know, how to, you know, what drugs you can put in your body, that sort of thing. This is sort of the general concept of what you're looking at here. But what if you support both personal and economic freedom? Mm-hmm. The left-right spectrum doesn't take that into account. They would just call you a centrist. But what if you support neither? What if you are for total control? What if you are for the government controlling economic and personal aspects of your life? Well, then you'd be in the center portion, too, on the left-right spectrum. So that's why they've taken it out and made it sort of this up-and-down area as well, where you can score libertarian and authoritarian and really differentiate yourself from the rest.
I think that there's more than one axis of
that's
political
exactly what we're talking about. Yeah. Sure,
when I say that I want to legalize marijuana for people might call me a screaming liberal. But if I say that I think that we should do away with Social Security, people might call me a screaming conservative. I'm neither.
Right, and that the world's smallest political quiz really helps iron that stuff out. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything in this special live edition simulcast in Manchester, New Hampshire on television tonight of Free Talk Live.
Storable food. Storable food. HempUSA.org has an inexpensive, nutritionally dense, high-frequency food. Hemp, known around the world, will boost your immune system and increase energy levels. Detoxifies the body and reduces junk food cravings. Burns fat and builds muscle and is easy to digest, non-allergenic, and gluten-free. Can be made into smoothies, breads, muffins, pancakes, cookies, you name it. The entire planet should make this a staple food in their diet. The seeds will scrape the colon wall. The powder will feed the body vital minerals. And the oil will clean the arterial walls and feed the brain. Try our powder, seeds, and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org. That's 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. Remember, vacuum packaging this food will have at least a 5-year shelf life stored in a cool, dark, dry place. Holidays are coming, and this would make a perfect gift for friends and family. Call today, 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. And remember, let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care and cardio maintenance. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by Jim Strauss after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. As a seventh-generation herbalist, Jim knew that there were herbs that had a long tradition of heart, blood, and circulation properties, and that there had to be another option besides going under the knife. Jim said no and began working on a formula to better himself and others. After he perfected the mixture of herbs and spices, he created Strauss Heart Drops. Get the Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.95. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you really can do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, NAPA, or AutoZone today.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Torme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Also, Joe Briggs joining us. He's the host of Policy Watch on Manchester Cable Access Channel 23. Thank you, Joe, for coming on the program.
Policy Watch is a show that's done. Joe hosts it in a manner that's far more professional. It's more of a professional product than you would expect to see.
It's much better than your show, Mark.
Yeah,
Mark does. He hosts a TV show out in Keene, where we live, on Cheshire TV. Or it's just him talking into one camera. It's sort of a monologue. Okay. But you can tell that Joe's got the experience.
Yeah, he's spending time on a show. He's getting clips and all that kind of stuff. And it's clear he's been doing it for a while.
Well, actually, we're coming up on a year.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. Wow. We first show, just as a quick history lesson, I went to Durham and saw Scott Ritter. The guy that wrote, who was the weapons inspector in Iran.
Right.
And
the UN guy.
In the UN guy. And he was kind of making around trying to alert people to the cause of the Iran war, of U.S. attacking Iran on false charges of weapons of mass destruction.
Mm-hmm.
And he just basically encouraged everyone in that crowd to get off their butt and do something.
Mm. Doing something would be better than what we have now, where
right.
most people are just sort of observing all this. They feel like they're powerless to change anything.
Right.
And we were talking earlier about how working within the system, while it may have some value, I personally believe that if we're to ever achieve liberty in our lifetimes, something's going to have to happen outside of the system, some level of civil disobedience, some level of non-cooperation with the state and its agents in order to really push freedom forward. Because, I mean, judging by the election results we're seeing tonight, it's just not happening through the system itself. And that figures because they set it up and they want us to play by their rules. And we shouldn't be surprised when our guys aren't doing as well as we think they should. In fact, Mark, we should get back to we're going to get back to the phone calls, but I know you've got something to read for our listeners here in a moment. The phone lines are loaded up. Still enough room for your call, though, at 1-800-259-9231.
Your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does this bother you? Well, it bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. You can try their crib mattresses, too. That's SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. SavvyRest.com.
Let's get right into the phone calls, and we'll get an update on the numbers here, definitely by the end of the show. Talk to Jason in Missouri. Jason, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Hey, Jason, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, guys, I need something positive. I'm losing faith, man. He got fifth in Iowa, and it looks like he's going to get fourth in New Hampshire. I thought he was going to win New Hampshire.
Well,
I just think you guys should tell me something positive for the rest of the election.
Well, what I can tell you is number one, he's still got millions of dollars in the bank. Number two, of course, we're talking about Ron Paul. Number two, if you compare Ron Paul's success this election season to every libertarian candidate that's ever run for president, he's bowled them all over. I mean, it's a knockdown, drag-out success, unqualified success. No libertarian candidate has ever gotten this amount of turnout at any election. I mean, as far as presidents is concerned, no libertarian candidate has ever even come close to 1%. So to see Ron Paul, who has what is essentially a very principled libertarian message, to see him scoring even close to 10%, I still think is pretty darn good.
And I'd like to say that there was sort of a libertarian movement that went on in the 64 campaign with Barry Goldwater. Now, I'm not saying he was a legit libertarian, but a lot of Republicans identify themselves as Goldwater Republicans, as opposed to, I suppose, Rockefeller Republicans. And Barry Goldwater didn't even get the nomination. It was close between him and Rockefeller, but Rockefeller pulled it out. It was 64, I think it was, maybe it was 66. Ronald Reagan finally won in 1980, and it took about 15 years for it to finally come full circle. And so maybe Ron Paul's paving the way for some guy to come next term, maybe 8 years down the road, and really do something.
Well, if I can jump in here, I think, Ron Paul very well might, is probably not going to make it all the way. It's probably not going to make it to the presidency, but I think the real win is in this this upcoming cycle for congressmen and senators. Who's going to be the first to claim themselves as a Ron Paul Republican?
There already are, so
they're out there.
But then I'd like to caution people on that.
Yeah.
Just because some politician wannabe comes along and says, "Well, I'm a Ron Paul Republican, I'm a Ron Paul candidate," don't trust them. Make them sign the small government pledge. Go to centerforsmallgovernment.com, print out the small government pledge, or send them there, and then make sure you see some evidence that they've signed it. The small government pledge, Joe, and our listeners, in case you aren't aware, it says essentially, and it's a little longer than this, it's a paraphrase. It says, I will vote for smaller government every issue, every time, no excuses. So putting their name on something like that would really show that they do have an intention of being serious, because a lot of the people that are going to be politicians and, they're going to want to back away from that and say, well, I can't really commit to, it sounds good and everything, but I can't really commit
to it. What if this happens or that happens?
So hold their, hold them accountable for what they say and get their signature on a form like that. And I think that would help really weed out the imposters.
You know what's really depressing here in Missouri? Is there's
what's
Ron
that?
Paul signs everywhere, right? And everybody talked to is either voting for Ron Paul, or they hate Ron Paul, or they're going to vote Ron Paul if he does good. But otherwise, they're not going to vote for Ron Paul because he hasn't done very well in the rest of the primaries, and then they feel like they're wasting their vote.
That's fair.
And I just think that's so stupid. I mean, it's just, why would you vote for any other Republican besides Ron Paul? I mean, any of them. They're all warmongering idiots.
It just doesn't make sense. We were talking on your show today, Joe, with Elizabeth Kucinich about the very same mentality, and it infects everybody who has ideological compatibility with a candidate who has been dubbed by the media as, well, this guy has no chance. And somehow that's gotten into their head to where they believe it so thoroughly, they believe that even if they voted for him, he wouldn't have a chance, which is absurd, because if you were to vote for the candidate you want to win, and everyone else who thought the same way that you did were to do the same thing, he'd win. Unless, of course, the voting's rigged, which It might be. Anyway, Jason, I hope that was a little bit of positivism for you. And thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
I can't say I'm feeling real positive either right now. I mean, after the, you know, seeing...
Well, what did I tell you, Mark? What did I tell you? Ron Paul supporters need to be prepared for this feeling. This is what happens after every election where libertarians get all excited. Because there's always something to be excited about, you know, oh, we're getting in debates. Ooh, people are paying attention to what we're saying. Oh, we might have a chance at winning. And then, oh, they get so sad. They get so bummed out. They get so depressed. They drop out of the system. They drop out of participating. They drop out of paying attention to what's going on. And they say, you know what, screw it. There's no chance we can change this.
If they didn't drop out, there'd be that many more of them involved, and they'd be that much more powerful the next time.
Right. So political burnout is something people need to be aware of. I know some of our more frequent listeners are kind of getting tired of us talking about this, but it's important to remind people that don't give up. Don't give up on liberty and freedom just because this candidate didn't happen to win this time.
Well, Ron Paul's no spring chicken. I don't see him. I don't see him running.
No, this is another race.
I don't see that happening.
And but there's no other Ron Paul. So who's going to be next in 4 years?
Rand Paul?
Yeah, but he doesn't. Yeah, maybe. But I mean, he doesn't have the same track record necessarily.
He doesn't know.
Does he want to get into politics? I don't know.
Barry Goldwater Jr.
He's too old.
Barry Goldwater Jr. How old is he?
He looks pretty old. I saw him.
He was here the other night, and he's definitely in his 60s.
Yeah, definitely.
Kurt Russell. We need to get Kurt Russell. Snake Plissken. That would. How about Penn Jillette? I think Penn Jillette should run for president. That would work.
He could drop the F-bomb every other time on the national television.
He could make the government disappear with a flick of his wrist. Let's talk to John in Montana, listening on KGEZ. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thank you. Been waiting for a while. Hey, this is for Mark. I want to talk to Mark. Straight up.
I'm ready.
Okay, Mark, you had, Gun Owners of America on there just a little while ago?
Gun Owners of America on this show? No.
He was talking earlier about the guns and stuff. Anyhow.
The gentleman wanted to buy a bunch of guns.
Okay, well, beside the point. Anyhow, I want to let you know, don't let yourself down yet. You talk about you didn't know what to do. We'll come back with more, John.
Hold on. We're going to bring you back, sir. Patience, more on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by SaviRest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to SaviRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SaviRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Did you stuff yourself at Thanksgiving? Plan on stuffing yourself the rest of the holiday season? Do some damage control right now with a rapid weight loss system you can fit in between celebrations. Don't let your weight get completely out of control this holiday season. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You wear a seatbelt in your car. At home, you lock the doors. How about when you use your cell phone? How do you protect yourself? EMFs, or electromagnetic frequencies, act like an invisible pollution that surrounds us every day. Studies link EMFs to many ailments, from stress to depression, anxiety, decreased mental performance, lower immune system function, and other impaired states of health. More than ever, we are fatigued, sick, emotionally depleted, and generally stressed out. Have you ever thought about the impact on your health from exposure to EMFs using your cell phone? Studies show that 30 minutes a day on a cell phone over the span of 1 year is equivalent to sticking your head in a microwave for 30 minutes. Installing the BioPro cell phone chip utilizes patented noise field technology to block harmful EMF pollution. Still not convinced? Go to electropollution.org right now to purchase the extremely affordable BioPro cell chip. It attaches easily to the outside of your phone. Educate and protect yourself at electropollution.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Coming back a little bit late from our break because we're sitting in here playing with the green screen. We don't have any toys like this in the radio world. All right.
We need a hot weather girl here, too, is what we need.
Oh, my goodness. Have you seen the Spanish broadcasters?
No, I don't know.
The Univision. They have hired... No, it was one of the other ones. It wasn't Univision. It was one of the other ones.
Telemundo?
It might have been that. Anyway, they hired this 22-year-old chick to do their weather. And she comes out in, you know, the most revealing attire you could possibly imagine. How anyone could be focusing on, you know, the blustery winds, I don't understand. It's so distracting.
Well, the weather in most Spanish-speaking places, it's excellent anyway. It's gonna be remaining the same. You know, they essentially have hot season and rainy season. Right. So, you know, what is there to watch from the weather girl?
Anyway, just as an aside. 800-259-9231. Are we all done with the live reads, Mark?
I got one.
1-800-259-9231. Just enough time to sneak in your phone calls here and some remaining numbers from the New Hampshire primary here in a few moments. Joe Briggs joining us as well. He is one of the hosts here on MCAM TV. We, by the way, are simulcasting this final hour of the show live from Manchester at MCAM TV 23. Joe is the host of Policy Watch. Go ahead and with that live read, and we'll come back to your calls.
And you could lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without permanently changing your diet. Check out this amazing doctor-recommended product. Go to FTLDiscount.com. Read some real testimonials. Find out how to order. That's FTLDiscount.com.
800-259-9231. We'll get to the numbers here in moments. Let's continue with your phone calls first and talk to John in Montana. Now, John, you just started asking Mark. You wanted to, I guess, question him or regale him with some points about guns or gun ownership or that sort of thing. So go ahead, sir.
No,
you've got plenty of time now.
It's not just that. Let's just play the game. Okay, you talked about the elections. Ron Paul's not going to get elected. We know that. Because he's wanting to change everything. He's wanting to take everything
real clear.
Back to the way it was supposed to be originally, okay? Got that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I was talking to Mark. He said he didn't know what to do. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Mark, there's things we can do. How long are we going to play this game before we draw the line? Are we gonna?
I don't know.
What line are you talking about?
Well, there's a line there. You know, are you going to keep playing a political game, or are you going to let them keep passing the rules like the Patriot Act, the Homeland Security Act? When are people going to stop and say that's enough?
Well, I've already said that's enough, so I'm already in that camp. I've had it.
Okay. Well, Ian, we're on with that. That's the same thing. But a lot of people in this country don't realize where we're at, you know, and they think they're going to just keep playing along and mm-hmm. things are going to be fine. Well, there's got to be a line drawn sometime, and everybody's playing patsy, right? It's time to say no more games, and how long are they going to keep putting up with this?
So right? Do you still pay federal taxes, John?
Yeah, but I'm on the verge of saying the hell with them anymore because, as I understand, there's a lawyer that just won against the Supreme Court against paying taxes anymore. So if that's the point, why don't he just turn around and say, okay, pay me for all the back taxes I've already paid if he's won it. You know, that's they've proven.
Look, I don't want my money back. I mean, they've got it. They took it. It's done. It's gone. Look, it's just that they're not going to get anything from this point on. That's the stand you need to make. If you think you can get your money back from these people.
That's when you really, you know, they start paying attention to you is when you're demanding
your money
back. That's what
I'm saying. There is no turnaround. It's not going to change. They're going to keep things going the way they are. So Ron Paul's
sure.
not going to make any difference because they won't let him
well,
in. That's why
I like secession.
Well, what do you want to call it? You know, it's the same thing.
Yeah, well, it's personal secession. I mean, that's what we're talking about here. You're personally seceding and saying, look, I don't want to be any part of this. I'm not going to fund you guys. Screw this. You know, have fun
okay.
with your little federal
okay.
government.
And then what do? You go to jail because you don't have the money to fight it like maybe a lawyer does, right?
Well, I don't know. There are certainly a lot of people in America that aren't paying taxes that haven't gone to jail yet because the IRS is slow and plodding and bureaucratic. And,
I've heard numbers as high as 63 million Americans don't pay taxes.
Right. So I think that might be a good first step. I think maybe the Free State Project is another option as well. And, John, we're short on time. Got to get some other calls in. But call us tomorrow night if you want to continue discussion. 800-259-9231. I think, you know, I still think the Free State Project concept is viable because the idea is to move all of these liberty lovers, in this case 20,000 of them, and there are already a few hundred that have come here already, Joe. I don't know how familiar you are as a New Hampshire resident.
A little bit, yep.
These hundreds of free staters are moving in. Hundreds more are coming. 1,000 of them will be here by the end of this year. So having all these great liberty activists coming here and concentrating their activism, whether it be inside the system activism or outside of the system activism, I think that's going to make a significant difference. I don't know if it's going to change the federal government, but I think it can do something really
incredible. Well, tonight, sadly, they're a day late and a vote short. Because looking at the numbers, it's not working out for those in your camp tonight.
Well, better later than never. I mean, better to come at some point rather than not come here at all. And again, that's freestateproject.org to learn more about that. We continue with the phone calls. Let's talk to Mike in Manchester, watching on MCAM TV 23. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, great. Good, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
I'm really worried about McCain. Getting to be president because
no,
I
don't
know
worry about that.
Sure. I know for sure they're not going to vote for Hillary.
Well, now wait, who's they? Mark, why do you say don't worry about that?
You can because if Ron Paul doesn't get the nomination, it's either President Obama or President Clinton. Yeah, McCain's not going to win. There's just no way.
Not with the anti-war vote. Not with
how do
70% of Americans.
How did he do in Iowa?
Yeah, I'd rather see. Obama in there, by all means, instead of Hillary.
I can't really just differentiate between
all the
them
same
as far as
me.
I'm concerned. You know, what's the difference between Obama and Hillary and Clinton to you?
Well, to me, Clinton acts like a Republican more than a Democrat.
But how so?
Well, her husband voted for NAFTA.
Okay.
And you
think, but hold on, in the contract with America, many Republicans got voted into office on anti-NAFTA planks. NAFTA has considered been hung around the Democrats' necks.
Yeah. In the beginning, though, it was a Republican issue, though.
Republicans are that I know of, or Americans in general, are largely against NAFTA.
Now they are, but in the beginning, everybody was all for it.
Well, you know, I'm all for free trade. I just don't think we need 7,000 pages of a treaty to get free trade. I think free trade is when governments get out of trade.
Absolutely. There's no doubt about that. And I can understand the confusion that many Americans have. Republicans and Democrats really seem to, as I said earlier, they seem to be two sides of the same big government coin. So it's no wonder that some people think Hillary is like a Republican or so.
As far as I'm concerned, Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton are the same person. One's black and one's female, but dude, they got the same policies.
They're both socialists.
There's not a cup of spits worth of difference between Edwards, Clinton, and Obama.
There's really not much of a difference.
Obama does, however, have a wonderful voice.
There's not much of a difference between Romney and McCain and those other guys. All of these people, whether they be Republicans or Democrats, with the exception of Ron Paul, all of these people want to control your life. Mike, we're out of time, my friend, but thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. Let's go quickly to Jason in Massachusetts. Jason, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Yeah, you know what? I hear a lot of comments about Ron Paul not winning or this or that, but, you know, the most important thing right now is that, you know, I used to be a libertarian, capital L libertarian, registered libertarian, mm-hmm. and
okay.
I got away
party
from
libertarian.
The party. Yeah, I got away from the party because it was a lot of people who like to talk a lot and debate a lot and you know, talk about the issues, and it was just an exercise in futility because nobody really did anything.
Yep.
At least the people who I was around on our local level.
Sure, sure.
Now,
I experienced that as well.
I look at those people as people that were sitting in a sailboat with the sail down and the anchor, you know, tied to the bottom of the ocean. Now, you look at the other side of the spectrum is the candidates who are well-entrenched in the political system. They're in motorboats, and they're heading straight from point A to point B, and they know how to get it done. They know how to get there. What Ron Paul has done is one step better than what Harry Brown did, which I became a libertarian because of Harry Brown. But what Ron Paul has done is he's gotten people to at least take the anchor up and put the sail up, and now they're tacking back and forth. So they're not going to get to that end goal quite as fast as those main party candidates, but let's all keep the momentum going, and let's all get to that end
goal.
Well,
I think that's right. I think that's good. It's positive, and thank you for the call. You know, final thoughts on this, for me at least, is that eventually Ron Paul isn't going to – I don't think he's going to drop out anytime soon.
He's got plenty of money.
He's got lots of money. He's done okay, at least for – at least he's done way better compared to libertarian candidates. So let him keep going. Let him, you know, continue to spread the message of liberty. Whether or not he actually gets the nomination or not, I think, is irrelevant. More people will be woken up. More people will discover freedom and what it's all about as a result of this campaign. Joe, any quick thoughts?
Yeah, I thought that was great analysis and a good insight into a libertarian.
Joe, thanks for coming on the show tonight. We are out of time, and it has been Ian and Mark broadcasting live from NCAM TV 23. NCAM viewers should stick around. We've got a special message for you here in a moment, and our listeners can join us online in the meantime between now and tomorrow night at freetalklive.com.
Can you hear that? It's the Federal Reserve stealing your savings. It's time for you to inflation-proof your money. Get America's second most popular currency, the Liberty Dollar, 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's been America's inflation-proof currency since 1998. Use the Liberty Dollar to make money, do good, and have fun. Get it at a discount and use it at a profit. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR or visit libertydollar.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Have you